The Bush administration finally has someone to run the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. He is Army Lieutenant General Douglas Lute, and the post he's taking is called War Czar, at least by the media. This is a new job to coordinate military and diplomatic efforts in both conflicts.
There were reports several weeks ago that President Bush was searching for someone to do this. Several retired generals declined to take the job. We're joined by Peter Baker, who's covering the story for The Washington Post. Peter, welcome back to the program. And what exactly is General Lute supposed to do?
Well, General Lute is supposed to basically solve what a lot of people think have been part of the problem in Iraq, which is that the government isn't working hand in glove together, the U.S. government, that is, civilian and military agencies. And there hasn't been somebody at the White House who has had the sort of authority, clout, and have to make it happen, who basically can pull it all together. Now, General Lute will come in. He'll have the direct ear of the president. He'll meet with him every day, and he'll have, in theory at least, the authority to tell the State Department, Defense Department, others what to do to make problems go away.
He'll be an assistant to the president. So if he says to the Secretary of Defense or to anyone else in the Defense Department, I think you should send this group of soldiers here to do this, they have to do it?
It won't be so clear as ordering, in effect, but it could be if the president says so. In other words, if the president says, I want X to happen, and General Lute is, in effect, the transmitter of that order, then it is an order. And yes, the Secretary of Defense, Secretary of State would have to comply. And people will know, at least in theory, that he, that is General Lute, is speaking for the President of the United States, and that that would accelerate the bureaucracy to get things done.
I think I've seen two or three stories in your paper over the last month about the search for someone to take this job.
Right.
It does sound like a good job with a lot of authority. So why did all these retired generals say no?
Well, because in fact, it's a lot of ways a lose-lose job for people. At least that's the way some people view it. They come in to try to salvage a war that's gone on more than 4 years with very little optimism around them at this point that things will get better. So, you know, General Jack Sheehan, a four-star retired Marine general, told me when he was approached by the White House that he decided that they didn't have a coherent strategy. And why would he want to come in there, get an ulcer, as he said, and then have to leave in frustration months later when he already knew that coming in?
General Lute apparently already has questions about the war. Wasn't he a skeptic of the surge, this buildup of troops in Baghdad? He's not sure that's the right thing to do.
That's right. He was during the internal policy review that led to the president's announcement in January that he was going to send the extra 28,000, I think, troops to Iraq. General Lute was one of the most key resistors of this idea. He thought that a short-term surge would do no good, would strain the military, and that the broader issues of political and economic stabilization and reconciliation were more important than simply sending more troops to get shot at. Now, he is a professional military man. He's a three-star general. When the president makes a decision, he salutes and says, yes, sir, and I'm going to go along with it. So he's, at this point, obviously, will implement whatever the president tells him to implement. But he comes in with a point of view, and he comes in with a great deal of experience that, in his mind, supports that point of view.
One last thing. He's a three-star general.
Right.
He's going to have authority now over four-star generals, over a lot of them, especially over General Petraeus, who's on the ground in Iraq running things there. Does that work?
I mean, in effect, he will. He's not going to be part of the chain of command in the traditional military sense, but because he speaks with the authority of the president, he will, in effect, be telling a lot of four stars and cabinet secretaries what to do. And that is an interesting dynamic here that some people feel may be untenable. You know, what Steve Hadley, this national security advisor, says about that is, look, you know what? People are going to know that he is transmitting orders to the president of the United States. He is the president's agent and not just simply a three-star general. And therefore, that is not a question of how many stars he has on his shoulder. It's a question of who he's speaking for. We'll see. I mean, that's going to be a very open, interesting question in the next few months as this goes forward.
Peter Baker of The Washington Post with us again from Washington. Peter, thanks.
Thank you.